Hey, it looks like the people at Fox News are catching on more quickly this time.
Are we about to face another lockdown?
Are we?
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And remember that phrase I was using for quite a bit, and we'll have to bring back and do a better job of explaining? The phrase is, same actors, different stage. Well, we're seeing that very scenario play out. Same actors, different stage. Now, I want to be super clear because I got an email about this, and I'm going to do a whole episode of emails on this topic because it's super serious. As someone sent me a note saying, hey, I really appreciate your open mind. In fact, let me pull up the note here. This is from Alan in Sacramento, California. Dear Todd, I really appreciate your show and you putting God at the center of it. Like most of your audience on your podcast, I found out about you through Rush Limbaugh, and yes, God rest him. I think you need to be really careful. I appreciate your open mind. You were right about COVID. You were right about the lockdowns and the masks, and you were right about the vaccines. And I'm someone who did get vaccinated and now I regret it, knowing what I know from your show and then following the links that you provide, particularly in your COVID truth document. Saying that Putin is helping the Great Reset by attacking Ukraine is a dangerous ground because it's not something you're ever going to be able to prove. So I'd ask you to be very careful as you tread on that. Maybe I heard you incorrectly. Maybe that's not what you intended to say. If so, I think you should clarify that because it would be dangerous ground. Alan from Sacramento, California, God bless you and your family. Alan, thanks for the note. I didn't, and to my knowledge, I didn't say that. Because what I said was that Joe Biden told us, Biden himself told us the thing that would cause a reaction from Putin, and that Biden himself said, hey, put a NATO country on his border and that will cause a swift and he was trying to say not warful, but a swift reaction from Putin. That was what Biden said. So we watched that. And we heard Biden's statement. We played it on the air. Then they went and did that. And again, I'm not saying that Putin has a right to go attack a country because of that or attack civilians. Far from it. It's an ungodly war. What I said and what I continue to say is I am watching the response. I am watching the party leverage Putin 19. In the same way they leveraged COVID-19. Now, I fully believe that SARS-CoV-2 was invented in a Chinese lab by the Chinese Communist Party using our money. Was it released on purpose, on accident? I don't know. But I firmly believe it came out of that lab. And I know the response was pre-planned. Event 201 is exactly what you lived through for the past 2 years and to some degree are still living through. I watched it. You did. You lived it. Alan, you got injected because of it and now you regret it. So I'm watching the same thing. Here's what I mean. We have been quoting from a documentary called Ukraine on Fire. My wife gets the credit for bringing this to my attention. We watch it together. We've been quoting this woman who now calls herself Toria Newland. I believe her given name is Victoria. And we've been playing pieces of this documentary all week because it points out that the same woman who was telling us we have to invest in this war. We've got to put in billions of dollars. We may need to go to war against Russia. We may need to have the two superpowers finally go to war. Let's hope it's not nuclear. She is also a person who put us into Iraq. Okay, she is that person. She's also a person who started a coup, not started, completed a coup of Ukraine.
In early February of 2014, as the Maidan crisis was getting more violent, there was a phone call that was intercepted. It was a call between the Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs, Victoria Nuland, and the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt.
Questions of credibility are being raised after a private chat between two top U.S. diplomats was leaked online.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Klitsch and Tony Book on the outside. I just think Klitsch going in, he's going to be at that level working for Yatsenyuk. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. Okay. Good. Well, do you want us to try to set up a call with him as the next step?
Sullivan's come back to me VFR saying you need Biden, and I said probably tomorrow for an attaboy and to get the deets to stick. So okay. Biden's willing.
So you had this remarkable phone call where you have these two senior officials of the U.S. government apparently talking about a coup or how they were planning to restructure the government of Ukraine.
The EU.
No, exactly.
I'm not saying the whole U.S. government feels that way. There is division on this, but the neoconservative element wants very much to change the strategic dynamic in Eastern Europe.
So the same actors, different stage scenario. You have Victoria Nuland is now an actor in this drama. And I'm not saying the war is fake or anything like that. It's very real and civilians are being murdered. You have the same media who refuses to give the Russian side of the story. They, in fact, it's the same technique. USA Today came out and said, oh, the reports of the biolabs, that's false. It's lie. In fact, they said, this is Russian. It's tied to Russian disinformation. Now, as of this morning, and this is Thursday when I'm recording this, YouTube has banned the Oliver Stone documentary. Why? Because it shows Vladimir Putin saying they performed a coup of Odessa in Ukraine, installing an American apparatchik as governor. It details your CIA in a series of color revolutions. The same sort of activities that I contend they've pulled in this country by ignoring, promoting, allowing, coddling Black Lives Matter Incorporated and Antifa. All while pretending the great risk is this army of white nationalists who just never seem to materialize. But it's the response where they're leading us. Trying to lead us. That is same actors, different stage. Let's start with YouTube. So now, a documentary that's been up there by a filmmaker who's at least somewhat respected, Oliver Stone, is now not to be seen. Do you remember the Sacramento doctors who were the first to get nationwide attention going on and saying, none of this makes any sense. These lockdowns are literally harming more people than they're helping. I remember that because I was on the air with my dear friend and brother, Alex, my former radio producer. It came out during show prep just before we aired. I said, Alex, you got to get this audio. You got to get this audio. And during the radio show, Alex was pulling the audio when YouTube disappeared it. He had YouTube playing on the screen. He was recording it and YouTube zapped it. It was gone. And we chased down other copies. Alex went to BitChute. We ultimately got the audio. Then, as I recall, YouTube banned their Fox News appearance. Everything they said is true, was true. Everything. But we weren't allowed to see it. I believe that everything Oliver Stone put in that documentary is true. But now YouTube won't let us see it. Now, I started the show by saying I believe the Fox News people are going to catch on earlier. That's not an indictment of the intelligence of Laura Ingraham or Tucker Carlson. They're incredibly smart people and very talented. Tucker in particular is a favorite of mine. I don't watch cable. I read his monologues. I just don't watch. But the reason I say catch on, it's not that they didn't catch on. I don't believe Fox News was allowed to criticize the injections. I don't think they were. And I'm telling you, there were newsrooms who were not allowed to criticize the injections. I know that for a fact. But I think they're allowed to criticize the response to the war and the gas prices. And I think that's probably the one. Well, I mean, there was the, we don't mention George Soros on our air where Fox said that to Newt Gingrich. We don't talk about George Soros here. So it's that now YouTube is going to ban alternative information. But it doesn't just stop there. Tucker and Laura are all over some angles to this that I am genuinely just so pleased to see them all over. Laura Ingraham talked about what we talked about yesterday or the day before. The behavioral kill shoot is your freedom is the problem. Your freedom to own a gas burning car is the problem. Your freedom of choice is the problem. You need to get in an electric vehicle right now. And I did a show and said that the electric vehicles equal the mRNA injections. And here's why. There's only one way out. There's only one way to be patriotic. Get an electric vehicle. There's only one way to have national security. Get everybody in electric vehicles. There's only, you know, and none of the other things matter. Nope, you cannot. We can't drill for oil here. Heck no. Just like, oh, we can't use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Heck no. We can't do that. Only electric is the way out. What is the Great Reset economically? It's flipping the economies of the globe into command and control. Electric vehicles are commandable and controllable, particularly when the government's going to own the charging stations. Laura Ingraham.
Are we about to face another lockdown? Another period of time where Americans feel like they can't travel? They can't even maybe go to work or see family. Well, not travel for pleasure anyway, only for essential activities. Remember, it was 2 years ago. Can you believe it? It was the COVID lockdowns, the foolish closures that had zero basis in science. But today, it's not a virus that may keep us from jumping in our cars and doing and going anywhere we want. It's high gas prices. And it.
Right. It is. $10 a gallon some places. That's flat going to stop people from living their lives. And this has been a long time coming. Next hour, we're going to talk with Zach Abraham about this because it's been a long time coming. They have been squeezing the energy sector in the United States for decades. Do you remember Barack Obama? Under my plan, energy prices will necessarily skyrocket. You can build a new refinery or an electric processing plant, but it's going to cost you. Remember that? That was a hot mic. Well, it wasn't a hot mic moment. Someone spied on him in a home in San Francisco where he was the Haight-Ashbury? Speaking to a bunch of leftists, bragging about, yeah, I'm going to make it more expensive for people to buy energy. And as we know, Barack Obama appears to still be running things. Then add to all of this, right, before we get to Tucker's commentary, because it's vitally important that Fox is airing this. Let's remember that it was Joe Biden who said in 1997, here's how to get a swift and disturbing response from Vladimir Putin.
I think the one place where the greatest consternation would be caused in the short term for admission, having nothing to do with the merit and preparedness of the country to come in, would be to admit the Baltic states now in terms of NATO-Russian, U.S.-Russian relations. And if there was ever anything that was going to tip the balance, were it to be tipped in terms of a vigorous and hostile reaction, I don't mean military, in Russia. It would be that.
I don't know what else vigorous and hostile means. So back in 1997, that was Biden's opinion before he had dementia. Back in that time frame, you had Victoria Nuland messing around and instituting coups. So I'm not here to tell you I'm interested in Vladimir Putin's point of view, because I have come around to the idea that Vladimir Putin's a good man. I don't think Joe Biden's a good man. I don't think Victoria Nuland's a good person. As I said the other day on the program, only God the Father is good. Even the Lord Jesus said, why are you calling me good? Only God the Father is good. It's because our government's lying. And if Vladimir Putin's going to tell me the truth and our government's not going to, then why would I not turn to Vladimir Putin if he's the truthful one? Now that's that should be an insane statement. I feel sick saying it. I'm going to trust Vladimir Putin over our intelligence agencies. This has been a long time in the making. I'm sorry, you lied to us for 2 years. You lied to us about the lockdowns. You lied to us about masks. I understand this is not the intelligence services, but it's one deep state. It's one big party. It's one deep state. You lied to us, intelligence services, telling us there was a major coup coming from white supremacist armies located right outside of D.C., just ready to seize control of the city. You told us that. That's why there were fences all around the city that the major threat was. And you said, you even tied it to COVID. You did. You said, if we lift the COVID restrictions, then white supremacists are going to take over the city. You lied about your role in January 6th. You lied about the fact that you had operatives in the crowd, that you were running the guy who pretended to run the Proud Boys. You were running him. You lied about that entire affair. So if Vladimir Putin's going to tell me the truth about January 6th and you're not, why would I not turn to Putin? I don't want to turn to Putin. I don't want the devil to give me the truth. And he doesn't. God Almighty is the source of truth. He invented truth. He is truth. But when your record on this, with your apparatchiks like YouTube banning Oliver Stone's documentary or this piece from USA Today. So people, and I saw this early on. You did too. If you're on social media at all, you saw these posts. People were saying, well, the reason that we're attacking or the reason that this is going on in Ukraine is so those biolabs there. And I saw people saying, do you think Putin wants biological warfare labs on the border of Russia? I saw those things that, okay, I got to dig into this. I didn't retweet those because I wanted to go dig into that. Is this true? Well, yes, it's true. Victoria Nuland, under a question from Marco Rubio, confirmed, well, they're biological research facilities. USA Today said that's Russian disinformation. Do you remember when it was disinformation to say the injections didn't stop transmission or infection? And then the CDC was forced to admit it. It's still officially disinformation to say it edits your DNA, even though an in vitro experiment shows that the Pfizer injection edits your DNA. It was disinformation to say anything about ivermectin that other than it's a horse dewormer parasite thing that will kill you. It's Russian disinformation that there's biolabs. How did they come upon that opinion that they expressed? And they said that this is a sacrosanct opinion. How did they get there? What evidence did they have to tell us all, oh no, this is Russian disinformation. There are no biolabs over there. Well, that's the question. That's the question Tucker Carlson asked his team when people were pitching him the story about the biolabs. Tucker was saying, wait, you want me to run what? So you'll hear from Tucker Carlson, a clip from his show in just a second. So in the travels and travails I had in losing weight, I initially lost about 30 pounds on my own. And it was such hard work to lose the 30 pounds. Then I went to a class at a place called the Pro Club in Seattle. And I listened to this doctor's presentation. Okay, that's something I can sustain and do on my own. But you know what it didn't have? It didn't have anything specific to me. When I finally got on a protocol that was specific to me, I was legitimately freaked out by how quickly I lost weight. In fact, my wife was buying me clothes. I said, you got to stop. I'm losing like 7 pounds a week. So when we got approached by this company that is born and bred in conservative Dallas, Texas, I know what I'm talking about, having lost 150 pounds and having kept it off. And in right now, in fact, in the process of using this protocol to get down to my 9% body fat, which is my goal. So when I read the protocol for SOTA, S-O-T-A, it stands for state of the art, and it is the state of the art in weight loss. When I read about the protocol, I said, okay, this protocol, this is the sort of thing that works. Plus, I read how they concentrate on being to service to people at home. That's it. So why go anywhere when you can go to SOTA Weight Loss, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com, click on the upper left-hand side of the screen. There's a green square there for the nationwide plan. Then I learned by talking to them that they employ these nutritionists who work one-to-one with you. You get your own nutritionist to work on your own situation so that the weight loss that you have is something that you don't go back into the boomerang cycle, because that's terrible. Then I went to the testimonials. 5,300 reviews, average of 4.8 stars. Last step for me was to listen to the words of some former colleagues in radio. 170 pounds a guy lost 2 years ago is taking it off. Another person, 95 pounds. Those numbers sound huge, but I've done them. So if you are in that drip, drab, drip, drop little weight loss thing, and it's frustrating, please release yourself from that yoke. Get the support, get the protocol. Get the history of success from this company, born and bred in Dallas, Texas. It's SOTA Weight Loss. It stands for state of the art, because they are the state of the art. S-O-T-A, weightloss.com. So Tucker Carlson is, to me, the best teleprompter reader in all of TV. So the times that I do watch him, that's hard to do it that well, because it doesn't seem like he's reading. Secondly, whoever writes for him, because he's got to be too busy. He runs the Daily Caller News Foundation and the Daily Caller. He's got to be too busy to write his own stuff, or he's just an amazing guy at organizing his day. But when I listen to his monologues, it sounds exactly like the Tucker Carlson you would meet. And I've met him a couple times. That's exactly the way Tucker speaks to you. So it's so very natural. So when he says this in the piece about being approached to run the story about the biolabs, I believe this is genuinely what happened and genuinely the way Tucker Carlson responded.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. If you had told us just 4 days ago that the Biden administration was funding secret biolabs in Ukraine, of all places, we would not have believed you. Yeah, I don't think we're going to put that on TV. No thanks. Then if you told us that not only did the administration fund these secret biolabs in Ukraine, but that they then failed to secure the deadly contents of those labs before the Russian invasion, an invasion they knew was coming, an invasion they helped encourage, if you had told us that 4 days ago, we'd have dismissed you as a nut.
So Tucker's saying that they helped encourage. Again, go back to the proof point that I'm using for that Biden knew what would cause this.
I think the one place where the greatest consternation would be caused in the short term for admission, having nothing to do with the merit and preparedness of the country to come in, would be to admit the Baltic states now in terms of...
into NATO. That's the thing that would cause this violent reaction. And then Joe Biden caught himself saying, I don't mean war. Go back to Victoria Nolan and her activities, which YouTube has banned you from seeing on their platform.
In early February of 2014, as the Maidan crisis was getting more violent, there was a phone call that was intercepted. It was a call between the Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs, Victoria Nuland, and the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Pyatt.
Questions of credibility are being raised after a private chat between two top U.S. diplomats was leaked online.
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience.
That's the sound of a woman planning a coup. She was the Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs. Now she's the Assistant Secretary of State. I know, and you know, that if we learned that Russia was planning executing a series of color revolutions in Mexico to install Russian apparatchiks to run Mexico and Canada, not that Justin Trudeau is, you know, anyone to brag about. He's an authoritarian, great reset communist himself, and Canada's a fallen country until he's gone. But if we knew this, do you think that we wouldn't be taking an aggressive posture? Wouldn't you? Say, hey, we need to protect ourselves here. Here's what they're doing. I'm not about explaining or forgiving Vladimir Putin bombing civilians. It's unforgivable and it's ungodly. I'm about saying, hey, who's telling us the truth? In this piece, Tucker goes on to talk about our government is lying to us about the existence of the labs. He talks about the USA Today piece. He talks about the fact check. It's false. It's false. There's no biolabs. It's false. Russian disinformation. Same actors, different stage. What was the discussion of vote fraud in America? Russian disinformation. What was Donald Trump's victory? Russian hacking. So this is another clip from Tucker's show. He continues on these thoughts after he goes through the USA Today, the fake fact checking. So our government's lying to us?
Does Ukraine have biological weapons? Ukraine has biological research facilities. What? You mean secret biolabs? Like the secret biolabs Ukraine definitely doesn't have? Ukraine has those? Yes, it does. And not only does Ukraine have secret biolabs, Tori Nuland said, whatever they're doing in those labs is so dangerous and so scary that she is, quote, quite concerned that the so-called research material inside those biolabs might fall into the hands of Russian forces.
Might fall into the hands of Russian forces, even though they had all sorts of time to make sure that they got this stuff out of there, because it was months and months and months of them warning employees to leave. So in this documentary or this program, he does an amazing thing. Tucker Carlson quotes Russian generals. He quotes the Chinese Communist Party, who's saying, yeah, there's biolabs there. They were saying that. Now you have Victoria Nuland, who instituted a coup, saying the same thing. That, yeah, there's biolabs there. The position we're in, where our intelligence services are so rotten, and the deep state is such a house of lies, that, dear God in heaven, we're getting the truth from the Chinese Communist Party about this. We're getting the truth from Vladimir Putin and his generals about these biolabs. And incidentally, as Tucker said, this is done in your name. Those biological research centers, they're not working on new forms of aspirin. And as Tucker points out in his piece, Ukraine is the poorest country in Europe. I don't know that they've got a lot of trained biochemists there. So why there? These are all questions that must be answered before we consider any further steps in this very close to World War III affair that the party helped start. And notice the Republicans, they can't get enough. They can't get enough of this interventionism. Yeah, I could say some more things, but I'm not gonna. Hold your tongue. Now, sometimes I do have to hold my tongue. I really do. We're going to talk next hour with my friend Zach Abraham from Bulwark Capital Management. And I got to ask him, and this is an uncomfortable question. I got to ask him, are we too late to get into energy futures? I hate that. Because it's making money on, in my judgment, the destruction of our economy. And we have families to feed and retirements for which to plan. And if it doesn't violate the word of God, then I think we need to do those things. Now, I wouldn't particularly want to own Venezuelan oil or Iranian oil. And maybe that's something Zach can help us figure out. But I also know this. If I worked for a big company that had a retirement plan, I'd want it locked in now. Really, want to know why? Before the government comes along and says, hey, we're going to go ahead and change the retirement plans because we can't have people having all this money to retire. And I don't have any proof that they're going to do that, but what would they not do these days? So if you're leaning towards early retirement, call the people who put the focus on risk management. That's Bulwark Capital Management. You'll hear from Zach next hour. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about Pfizer editing their SEC documents. Oh, we need to change some things we said about our drugs. We'll ask him about that as well. He's a truth teller about the financial sector, and that's really the reason why he's so focused on risk management, right? Recognize the world you're in, adapt, behave accordingly. So if you're leaning towards early retirement, but you don't know if you can, call a truth teller, call Zach Abraham at Bulwark Capital Management. He's at 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client services agreement. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Trek Financial LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. And we'll talk to Zach next hour about all these things, particularly if it's too late to get into the energy sector. So that's an amazing thing to see on Fox News. And God bless Tucker Carlson for saying it and bringing this up. But let's remember this. The man the deep state lied about using Russia. Remember, Russia hacked our elections, and then our elections were the safest, most secure election in history. Now we're being told by Joe Biden's people that the Russians are going to hack our elections. And the way you'll know is if Democrats lose seats, that means the Russians hacked our elections. And they're saying, oh, biolabs, no, that's Russian disinformation, except it's not Russian disinformation. Do you see the comparison to the COVID response? Do you see the same actors, different stage, same media? Oh, well, biolabs, that's Russian disinformation. Hydroxychloroquine, why, that'll kill people. That's Russian disinformation. Was there any widespread fraud in elections? Experts say that's Russian disinformation. Well, except in the state of Wisconsin, where there's widespread fraud in retirement homes and nursing homes, and Mark Zuckerberg is accused by a retired Supreme Court Justice special prosecutor of blackmailing election officials, except for that widespread corruption in one of the target states. Oh, well, that's Russian and disinformation too. What is? Mark Zuckerberg doesn't exist. It's Russian disinformation. Remember that we had a shot at energy independence that was canceled. And then you speak of deep state. Look, I think that Marco Rubio has real concerns about the security of this country. I do. I think that Marco Rubio has a true head for national security. But I also think he's been in D.C. for too many decades. She gives this statement, speaking here with Rubio, on a topic that was called disinformation. And Marco Rubio, okay, so he only has a minute. We're not going to follow up on this? We're not going to have Victoria Nuland back to answer more questions?
Well, I only have a minute left. Let me ask you, does Ukraine have chemical or biological weapons?
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces should they approach.
I'm sure you're aware that the Russian propaganda groups are already putting out there all kinds of information about how they've uncovered a plot by the Ukrainians to release biological weapons in the country and with NATO's coordination. If there's a biological or chemical weapon incident or attack inside of Ukraine, is there any doubt in your mind that 100% it would be the Russians that would be behind it?
There is no doubt in my mind, Senator, and it is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
But you and your helpers at USA Today said those don't exist. And now you're saying they exist. And you said that Vladimir Putin is violating the national sovereignty of Ukraine, and he is. And so did you in your coup and in your series of color revolutions in which you worked with violent groups that actually say kill Jews. They're actual draw their actual lineage from real Nazis. And you worked with them in a series of color revolutions that culminated in a coup of Ukraine. And it was not a nonviolent coup. People were burned to death, purposely burned to death. You can watch this. Well, not on YouTube, because it's been disappeared from YouTube. But when you hear the Assistant Secretary of State say, oh, well, it's not biological. Well, she didn't say that. She was just very careful. They have biological. They have biological research facilities. Right. I think my follow-up question at that point would have been, you're coming back tomorrow. Well, that's not a question. You're going to come back tomorrow and tell us what's in those labs. What's there? Do you have Ebola there? What are you working on? Oh, incidentally, is the CDC involved? Is the FDA involved? Is Big Pharma involved at all? When you say these are research facilities, research for what? Is this one of those researches where you take Ebola and, oh, I don't know, make it easier to spread? In other words, weaponize it? Is that what this is? Or a question like, did the United States fund that? How much funding? Out of what departments? Who's in charge of that? By the way, who was in charge of making the decision to make sure we didn't get those biological agents out of a war zone when you and we all knew Putin was going to do this because you, Victoria Nuland, you created the known circumstance that would cause this? Because your guy, the figurehead, prior to having dementia, said, hey, if you want to see a swift and violent reaction from Putin, park a NATO country on his doorstep. And Ukraine's not yet in NATO, but they're trying to get him there. When did you intend to go? And by the way, when did you intend to come to the American people and say, hey, the reason that we're so freaked out about this is because we've got a bunch of biological agents over there that can be weaponized? When were you going to do that exactly? The truth is not with them. The truth is not with them. Ooh, it bothers me. It deeply bothers me to be lied to by the government, and it deeply bothers me to have bioweapons research, and that's what it is, being set up in our name in Ukraine, and to have the band back together, the Victoria Nuland band back together. What most severely bothers me is that I have to take this podcast and quote the words of Vladimir Putin to get a true story in this instance. And this is, again, one of the reasons that we took the show private is to explain my point of view on this in a talk radio situation requires the sort of audience that we built here. And that is an audience that's listened to the whole thing and is able to understand because you've listened to the whole thing. It's difficult for people to do that in radio. But if you've gotten to this point, you've heard the whole thing. I have no joy in saying this is, you know, Vladimir Putin was right and the Chinese Communist Party was right. There were bioweapons or bioresearch facilities, as Toria Newland is telling us. So if this is something you value, please use that tiny little app share button in your app and share the podcast with friends. It's deeply uncomfortable for me to take that position. And I swore I would tell the truth. If I put God at the center of this and don't tell the truth, then I'm simply lying. And at that point, I can say God at the center all I want, and it's not true. So I can't go there. There's an element that we used to talk about in the radio show, and I don't think we've talked about it enough. And it is easier to explain if you look at this from a perspective of a parent-child relationship. And it is called a high-trust society. And I guess it's sort of a personal note that back in the days when we were going through the family and adolescent mental health travails, and we were in another state at a treatment center, and there was a girl who had become what is euphemistically called and forgive the phrase, this is what they're called, cam whore. So she would get naked for money in her bedroom when she was 14, and her parents didn't know this. And she was doing this on a webcam for men. And this got to the point where she allowed herself to be conned into meeting a man in a hotel room. And he didn't murder her, but short of that, he did everything else. And of course, it crushed her. Now, that was symptomatic of something. As we learned in this session, it was symptomatic that she had lost complete trust in her mom and dad. And it happened the weirdest way. Her father made the decision to go upgrade, as he saw it, his wife. So he went and found someone 20 years younger than his wife and in better shape. And in his mind, I guess he upgraded. That was trust breaking number one, the family. Because this girl was aware of the wedding vows. They were on the walls of the home. The wedding vows were on the walls of the home. Then he moved away and was out of this girl's life in every functional way. So those words of "I'll always be your dad," no, you won't. You'll always have the title, but you won't always be participating in love as a verb. The biggest aspect of this that drew her into her room, into seeking this perverse form of adult approval, into seeking this validation of self that, yes, you're pretty and you're desirable and gosh, who wouldn't want to be around you, and from perverted, sick men with sin problems, pronounced sin problems, was her mom. Because her mom told her everything was fine. And when this girl would worry about money, how are we going to pay the mortgage? Everything's fine. And how am I going to be able to go to college? Everything's fine. And what about my younger brothers and sisters? How are they going to go to college? Everything's fine. At the same time that this girl would hear her mother crying at night, and saw the bills. She was 14. She knew what the bills were. And she heard some of the phone calls with her mom saying, I am trying to pay these. And then her mother kept telling her things are fine. Well, that was this act of protecting. So the mother thought. And we watched this unfold in a conversation between the two. And what the therapist finally forced the mother to hear was, you lied. Everything wasn't fine. And you can act all day long like something's fine. And if it's not, the kids are going to know. And your daughter knew it. She was 14. And then when you were asking her, how are things? She said, fine. You're shutting your room and crying at night because you don't know how you're going to pay the mortgage. She's shutting her room, her door room at night and doing naked cam shows. You tell her, oh, mom is going to go to a meeting with friends. And in fact, you're going to try to refinance the house. And she tells you, I'm going to go visit friends. And she's going to a hotel room with a man. See, and that trust was sizzled, flamed. And it has to be rebuilt. And the mother said, I thought I was protecting you. They think they're protecting us. See, I've had conversations with people in conservative media, for instance, about election security. And one of the conversations was, Todd. Number one, if they stole the election, nothing, we can't do anything. And it's better that people believe that we lost the election than believe it was stolen. Because if people believe it's stolen, then society falls apart. And if people don't think elections work, then you're talking about, you know, a violent overthrow, perhaps. Yes, that could happen. But kingdom thinking is this. Things weren't fine in that household. That mother was lying to her child. Thou shalt not lie. Things aren't fine. We have money problems. Fear. To live in fear, constant state of fear, is an ungodly circumstance because God says 365 times in the Bible, don't be afraid. This was an opportunity to pray together, to go to God's mercy. They didn't do that. And in conservative politics, there are people who said, look, what's 4 years? It's 4 years of Biden, and then we get a chance. But better that people not think that the election was stolen. And look, okay, so maybe Fauci is the biggest idiot in the world. We have to have trust in the institutions. I've had this conversation with people. Okay, let's look. Maybe Fauci's corrupt. Okay, but we have to have trust in the institutions. No, we don't. The societal breakdown happens this way. A high trust society occurs because people follow the law, not because they're afraid of getting caught breaking it, but because it's a societal norm that other people follow the law. Once enough people, particularly people at the top, are not following the law, other people say, well, wait, why am I the sucker following the law? Why am I the one paying my taxes? No one else does. How come they're all dealing drugs? Why am I not? You know, the Treasury gets to break the law and purchase corporate bonds illegally. Why don't I do that? Why don't I break the law? That's how high trust societies become low trust societies. And once you're in a low trust society, crime is rampant and everyone's in on the grift and everyone's stealing from everybody unless you trust the only institution you can fully trust, God Almighty. If you are living in a godly sense, and everyone else around you is breaking the law, Daniel in Babylon. Everyone else around you is bowing to the king of the day as if that king is a god and you're not, Daniel of Babylon. And so many other instances throughout the Bible. The prophets that would not take the knee to human kings. If everyone else is involved in the pagan rituals and you're not, if everyone else is stealing from one another and warring with one another and you're not, because your allegiance is to the highest of powers, you don't end up breaking your family. At least not in that way. And if enough people say, wait a minute, our allegiance is not to the R or the D, as pretty letters as they are. Our allegiance is to God Almighty. And we demonstrate that allegiance through faith. And through faith, we're changed. And as changed beings, we are no longer trapped in sin. We are no longer bond slaves to sin. We're now bond servants to Christ. That's the change. And the organized, consistent, trackable, observable, pattern-like abuse of the state lying to us like this, it will create a low trust society. It already is. We are called to be set apart because our trust is not in society. It's not in Putin. It's not in Zelensky. It's not in Biden, McConnell. It's in God Almighty. And that's kingdom thinking. It's also the sole thing that will rescue this country, electing godly people who want to serve and not be served. Next hour, Zach Abraham on this whole thing from an economic perspective. It's the Todd Herman Show. Go be well, be strong, be kind, and yes, yes, let's all of us be right with God.